New clues are emerging in the investigation into what happened to the Space Shuttle Columbia, and an external board says it's expanding its investigation to include a wider review of how NASA manages the entire shuttle program, NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
The 10 members of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board have spent the last 2 weeks touring the NASA centers that control the shuttle and the aerospace contractors that built it. They've reviewed technical reports on key components of the spacecraft, including heat-shielding tiles and insulating foam. They've flown by helicopter over the debris field that stretches across East Texas. All this so board members can begin to understand what happened on the morning of February 1st. Admiral Harold Gayman said Tuesday that the board will examine the chain of events that led to the accident.
We will probe to find out how did that happen, where were the checks and balances that were supposed to be put in place, what was the culture. Was it driven by budgets? Was it driven by management?
To determine these things, the board has split into three groups. James Halleck, aviation safety chief at the Department of Transportation, leads a team examining the breakup itself. He says new analysis of radar images shows the shuttle first began losing pieces as it flew over California. Collecting this early debris is vital to investigators who are examining problems in the shuttle's left wing. Several minutes before the shuttle lost contact, sensors showed parts of the wing began heating up. Halleck said the heating may have been caused by a small breach that got bigger as hot gases flowing over the wing entered the entire structure.
And it becomes much like an arc welder's torch. Now, suddenly being inside the spacecraft or wherever it may, you know, wheel well or wherever, and that's an environment for which it was not designed.
To check for wing damage, the board is looking at new images of the shuttle taken as it passed over a military telescope in Hawaii. Management of the program is also under scrutiny. A second group of investigators is led by Air Force Major General John Barry.
We are looking clearly at aging spacecraft in an environment of research and development. We're going to look at government oversight in an era of outsourcing to contractors.
Critics say this may not be enough. They claim the board is top-heavy with engineering experts and military officials. What it needs is someone who studies organizations. Diane Vaughn is sociology professor at Boston College and author of a book on the investigation into the Challenger disaster.
There was obviously a technical failure, but as is beginning to surface, there is an organizational problem that's at the root of this.
But panel chairman Gayman said the board now has the flexibility to bring in a wider range of experts.
It is our goal as a board that no matter what we find here, that the report that we write will be deep enough and rich enough that it will be the foundation for a good intellectual debate about what we do next.
It took nearly 3 years after the Challenger exploded before NASA launched another shuttle. But this time, with the International Space Station dependent on the shuttle fleet, everybody hopes the answers will come more quickly. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.